Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kai Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Hoderlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoderlein moves to second. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kritlow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Browns, 2. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Holloman now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive off the glove of Dyke, and into shallow left field. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Jensen scores. It's 5-2, Senators. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grasso strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Groth reaches second base with a double. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 1 in the game. Cocos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Vernon moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoderlin takes first base on ball 4. Vernon scores. Thomas moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's 7-3, Senators. Bob Kane now pitching. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grasso hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Thomas scores. Jensen scores. Hoderlin goes all the way around to score. Grasso moves to third. It's 10-3, Senators. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grasso scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Kokoz moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoderlin takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grasso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Staubs covering, for the out. Dyke moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staubs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Staubs moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to third for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Yost moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson pinch hits for Bob Kane. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive towards the mound. Stobbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kokoz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 4 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Kokoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoderlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grasso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoderlin moves to second. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart strikes out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 12-3, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-5 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. There goes Jensen trying to get to third. Groth throws the ball into Dyke, who tags Jensen for the out. It's 13-3, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-4, Senators. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Neil Berry pinch hits for Don Larson. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.